Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. Travelers often bring back souvenirs. Maybe it's a t-shirt or a piece of art from an open-air marketplace. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that sometimes the best souvenirs are less tangible.
You know, I think, Matthew, we travel a lot of times because we're curious about a place, but we don't often know what we're going to run into when we're there. And sometimes the things we run into can really change our life, not to be too dramatic about it.
I think travelers have dozens of stories, personal stories on how, you know, going to Africa for the first time, or Europe or Hawaii, whatever it was, can completely throw your life off kilter in a way, in a very positive way. And all of a sudden you find yourself not going left, you're going right because of something you fell in love with while traveling.
What was that for you? I'm sure there are many.
There are many. I mean, I have a difficult time whittling it down. I mean, I've everything from bird watching in Costa Rica. Now I stare at birds when I'm driving and I see a hawk or something, or opera in Budapest. But I think one of the things that has really impacted my life is a love for jazz, and specifically Latin jazz, by hanging out in Havana with many KNKX travelers over the years. And I'll tell you, there is so much talent in Cuba. I mean, Ed, you and I have been there together, right, and it's off the charts.
It is. So when you started doing Cuba trips, were you into jazz?
No, I wasn't really aware of. I mean, I knew American-style jazz, you know, 1930s, 40s, 50s.
And you know you're taking this group, so you're going to say, okay, well, this is from a jazz radio station, so let's go listen to some jazz.
Right.
But it wasn't something you were personally into.
Well, no. I mean, I suppose that I knew that I'd like it, but I had no idea to the extent that it would actually kind of capture me. There's something about the smell of cigars in a smoky room.
Yeah.
The volume is turned way up too loud for the room size when you're going to these small clubs in Havana. You know, it's one of those places where I cannot sleep. You know, they always say New York is a city you can't sleep, but I can't sleep in Havana.
You can't sleep in a good way.
No. You've got to get out and just soak it up.
Yeah.
You have one of those aha moments that when you were traveling?
Yeah, a few. You know, the one that sticks out in my mind was when I was in eighth grade, we took a family trip to Whistler. And I'm from Michigan. I'm from the flat Midwest, where when you go skiing, it takes 30 seconds to get down the hill. And, you know, it's the tallest mountain, we call it, is, you know, 400 feet, 500 feet
high. Is that right?
Yeah, woo, it's exciting. And I had never seen anything like the Pacific Northwest, not in movies, not on television, not in life, and just the mountains and the ocean in the same place. I didn't know that was possible. On the East Coast, that's not how it is. You know, we spent a lot of time there. It's flat and beautiful, but I didn't know that the mountains could be right against the sea, and it changed my mindset about the world, and now I live here. It changed my whole outlook on where I should live in the world.
Yeah, I wonder how many people today live in Seattle had a similar moment where they just came in on a glorious sunny day and just went, wait a minute. You know,
is that why we travel, do you think? I mean, do we take travel experiences in the hope that we might be a little bit changed?
Yeah, that's funny that you should say that. I think a lot of us travel because we want to be a bit transformed by the experience. I think a lot of people are really looking for, an interesting, educational, life-changing experience. And I think there's something about taking a public bus across India or Argentina, or, you know, having those moments where you go to Whistler and you just go, holy smokes, this place is just something out of this world. Those are the moments that stay with you for the rest of your life.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. We would love to hear about times when travel changed your life. Big ways, small ways. Maybe it was a new type of food you enjoy. Maybe it made you relocate across the globe. Let us know on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.